Shmuel said like this, Mekablai kiboyles p'teichat chum osa. If somebody was mekabal kiboyles, teichat chum, Rashi, litein melocha l'nochri. Let's say you had a guy working for you, he was building a house for you. You hired the guy to do work for you. So the question is, could the guy still do the work on Chol HaMoed or not? So it depends. If the job to be done is in the tchum, it's not so far away from your house, also. If the job that's supposed to be done is outside of the city, it's outside the city, there's no marasayim, then it's mutter. So again, Rashi says like this, you make a kabbalas means I pay the nochri $100 for the job, and you do the job. Ki avdilei b'shabato is diyadi kuli alma, that if it does it on Shabbos, then it's also. Why? The kuli alma, the yadi, everybody knows about it, since it's in the tchum, the yami people will say, hayoyim b'shabbos yoyiv lei, you gave them a job to do today. I v'od d'shori b'esilu perakam v'shabbos, liten kelem l'koyvis b'erah Shabbos im chashecha. I have a civil says you're allowed to give your clothing into the cleaners. Erev Shabbos. V'afilu b'teichat chum. Even though the cleaners is inside the chum, it's around the corner. V'shem the kfis of the nochri midir leminkura. Nobody knows it. By the way, when the guy is washing the clothing, nobody knows he's washing your clothing. V'lekeh chashoda. There's no chashad. Avu midir leminkura b'teichat chum osu m'shem chashoda. But here, let's say you're having somebody build your house. So build your house, it's a milsim of Hesi, everybody knows your house is being built now. So if it's being built in the tchum of the city, that people work there on Shabbos, so it's also to have a guy built for you on Shabbos. Even though you hired the guy before Shabbos, and the guy is working for himself right now, he knows he's getting paid whatever you made up the price for the house, he's working for himself now, but it's called a chashad. Since people will walk there on Shabbos and see the guy working, people will know you hired him before. People will see you hired him today to work for you on Shabbos. Now, Shankin, if you give your suit into the cleaners, not everybody knows it's your suit. So when the guy is working with it on Shabbos, people don't know it's yours. They won't have a chashad that you gave it to him today. Now, Shankin, if the job is being done outside the tchum of the city, that nobody goes there, then there's no chashad. So really it's mutter, because you hired the guy before Shabbos. And it's a kabbalist, means he's doing it from, like it's a job. He's not like working for you. There's a job involved. You're paying him $100 for the job. So it's called he's working for himself to get $100. So it's chus tchum, it's mutter. So Gemara says now, Amar Papa, if you feel a chus tchum, even if the job is being done outside the tchum, la yamar namazoni sela ella b'deleka maso de mekarvel osam. If there's no city close to that place where he's doing the job. Avalika Mosad the Mekarvel Hosam, if there's another city near the place where the guy is doing the job, again it's also. Because you have to be afraid that maybe people from that city will walk by and see the guy building a house for you. And we're talking about a case where it's Nikki, everybody knows this is your house, so people again will think that maybe you hired the guy today on Shabbos to do it, therefore it's also. Omer Rav Meshashia, V'chileka Mosad the Mekarvel Hosam, even if there's no city near the place where the guy is building, Nami Layamar, it was only said that it's allowed, Ela b'Shabbosos of Yom Tovim, only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're allowed to have a guy work for you on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Again, you hired him before Shabbos, and he's doing the job outside in the fields where nobody goes there on Shabbos and Yom Tov, therefore it's mutter. Because since it's Chus L'Tchum, people don't go Chus L'Tchum on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they won't see the guy building your house there. The Leishchichi Inshid Yadl Hosam, because nobody goes Chus L'Tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. That people are allowed to go chus l'tchum. No matter how far outside the city the guy is building the house for you, but on chol hamoed people are allowed to travel chus l'tchum. Therefore, also, you're not allowed to have the guy build the house for you during chol hamoed, because again there'll be a chshad since people are going to pass by there. People think that maybe you hired the guy today to start working for you. And the halacha is on Chol HaMoed, anything that you yourself are not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to have a guy do it for you. The same way there's nisr on Shabbos to tell a guy to do a malacha for you, the same way on Chol HaMoed also, there's a nisr for a guy to do malacha for you, something that you yourself are also to do. And since you're not allowed to build a house on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to have the guy build it for you either. So even though you hired him before, really it should be mutter, but there's a chshad, people will know that, people will think that you hired him today.
Can you hold that? Can you follow up a pasuk that way?
Chizin she does it with Hashem. So Ma Zutra Braid Rav Nachman. Bonyaleya Padno, he had a guy built for him a palace, and Makabli Kibolis, that he was Makabli Kibolis, means he made up a price, a set price, how much he's going to pay the guy. Chuslet Chum. And the Meister was, the guy was building a Chuslet Chum, so the Chur was okay. Ikla Rav Safar Rav Huna Bachinano Vloyol Lagabe. That when Safar and Rav Huna came to visit him, they didn't go inside the house. They didn't go inside his house. The Ikadiyamri, and some say, he himself also didn't go inside the house. His mashmah they held was built by Yisr. Since it was built by Yisr, mashmah is Gemara, you now have enjoyment, you can't even live in the house then. For the Gemara, what was wrong here? I have all my Shmuel. Shmuel just said that Mekable Kibonis Potechat Chumoser, Chuslet Chumutter. If you have a guy, you hire a guy to build a house for you, and you made a set price already, so you're not paying him by the day, he's not working for you. You made the price, the school is working for himself right now. So it's only a Marasign, people will think that you hired him today. If it's Teichat Chum near the city, it's Osir. But if it's Chuslet Chum, it's Mutter. So what was good about Shmuel? Shmuel had the guy build this house, Chuslet Chum, it should be Mutter. So the Moran says, Adam Choshev Shani. Another chosher like Shmuel shouldn't have had it done. Maybe still people will find out about it or talk about it. Another chosher have to be much more afraid about Marasayan. He shouldn't have had it done. The Ikadiyami sons say no. Siyua siyaya betivne badayu. That Shmuel helped him out also. He gave him a little bit of bricks to help him out. That's why it was also. So Rashi learned, shoyu noisil nam tevin nam locha. Tohoyavu mesayaya badayu also. Since he helped him along, that's why it was also. So it doesn't mean that he helped along on Yom Tif itself or Chol HaMoed. It means just that he gave them the tefen before, the straw from before, so it's not called completely the guy is doing it by himself. It's called the Jews like helping along a little bit, then it's also. What? Rav Choma Shorin Hu Le'avunguri Devei Resh Galusa. He was not the workman by the Resh Galusa. Rashi says, means Mesad Resh Shachonis, the people that
set up the table for the Resh Galusa. So these were like people, like servants that were working there. So he let them do Malacha for them on Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara says, why Omar? Kivan Diogo Lo Shakli. They don't take any pay for the work they're doing. Shashu Yehuda Koma Sharshile. They get food. In other words, these are workers there. They're servants there. They work there for the whole year. And they don't get paid for every work they do. They only get like board and food. So therefore, by them doing malacha and Chol HaMoed, it's not cool they're working for us, but they're doing it for their own sake. Therefore, it's mutter. Now the Gemara says, bless lambo, doesn't make a difference.
They don't take any work, they don't take any pay. Kivar, the ogre, loikoshak, they don't take pay for their work. What then? They only take food. Like these are workers there that get food and stay. For less lumber. Therefore, there's no Isser. It's not cool like he's working for you. There's no Isser right now. It's not cool like a malacha. Right. I'm not sure either what this means. Right. The Tana Rabbanan. Mekablin tiboilis b'moyid. You're allowed to hire a guy to do a job for you on Chol HaMoed, but providing he does the work after Chol HaMoed. Over Moed also, but to have him come and do the work on Chol HaMoed, if you hire him to work on Chol HaMoed, that's also. Because Klal HaShadova, the Klal is like this. Kol Shu Oise, anything you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, if it's a Dover or Ovud, if your front door broke that you're allowed to fix it, is Oymel Anachri V'Yoise. You're allowed to tell a guy also to come and do it on Chol HaMoed. But the klal is v'chol she'enu oisa, anything you yourself are not allowed to do in Chol HaMoed, ain't a woyim l'nachri v'yoisa. You're not allowed to come and tell a guy to do it in Chol HaMoed either. So therefore here, to hire a guy to do the work, to start to do the work in Chol HaMoed, that's awesome. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll finish this off tomorrow.
you. We're holding daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph.
Okay, we'll start the little lines before we learned yesterday. The Mazutra, the Ma'aseh was before on seven lines down. Mazutra, brother of Nachman, Bonulay Apadna. He built for himself a palace. Mekabla Kibilas Chusletchum. That the story was he had Goyim build it for him, and he made a Kabbalah, so means he gave it over to them like a set price for the whole job, and they built it Chusletchum, even though they built it on Shabbos. For the Chur, since it was Chusletchum, it should be Mutter. So the Maisa was, Ikloi Rav Safar Rapuna Bachinano Ployol Lagabayu. When they went to visit Mazutra, they didn't go into his house, because since it was built on Shabbos, they didn't go in. Vikadiyam, and some say, Hunami loy ol bagavayu. He himself also, Mazutra himself, didn't go into the house he had built for him. So Mori asked a question like, why not? They held that since it was built by Yisr, therefore they didn't want to use it. But the question was, why is it built by Yisr? Even if you make a goy, you set a contract that he to build the house. If he builds it, toichat chum, where people could see it, it's also. If he builds it outside the chum of the city, that nobody still sees the way he's building it, it's mutter. You're allowed to have a goy, a contractor, build for you the house even on Shabbos. So why was Mazutra Machm here? How come he didn't go into the house? So Mora says, Odom Choshev Shani. Mazutra, Odom Choshev, he has to be careful. Even he shouldn't have had it built for him, he shouldn't have let the goy and build it on Shabbos, even though they're working Chutzlatchum. Vikadiyam, and some say, Siyua Saya Vetivna Badayu. The pshat was that Mazutra helped the goyim along. In other words, he hired a contractor, that it was a job that he's paying for the house, they're working for their own. So if he would have gave them some straw to work with or some bricks, it would have been all right. But since he helped them before Shabbos, he gave them bricks or straw to work with, so when they're working with his, then it's cool that they're working for Mazutra. And it's also to have a great work for you on Shabbos. Therefore, since an issa was done, he did not want to go into the house and live in the house. Halacha to Shaila, if you're allowed to go into the house or not, really. On the side, the house was built by issa, are you allowed to go into the house or not? Yerav Choma, Shorulhu, Liavun, Vangri, Tevevesh Glusa. Rav Choma was Mekel, he was Matu, he said it's okay for these people that work by the Tevevesh Glusa, let's say the servants that work by him a whole year, Lemevad Luavidato Bechol de Moada. He was mad them to do work for Resh Kalusa and Cholamoyit. It's time to do work. Omri said like this, Kivon the Yagaloi Koshakli. You're not paying them. In other words, if you hire somebody to work for you, you're not allowed to. Somebody can't do work for you. Now you're not allowed to do work for somebody else. So here, since you're not paying them, and Shashu Yehudu Kamashashilei, the pshat was these servants, they didn't get paid for the work they did. It was just they got food and board. So that's all, they only got food for it. For less than bo. Therefore, there's nothing wrong if they do malacha for Resh Kalusa. Because not really called to doing malacha for somebody else, that's just, since they don't get paid for it, it's okay. Yeah. You're allowed to hire a contractor to do work for you, even though you hire him on Chol HaMoed, but as long as you make up, he should first start doing the work after Chol HaMoed, it's mutter. In other words, to hire him on Chol HaMoed and to work on Chol HaMoed, that's aser. But to hire him now to do the work after Chol HaMoed, that's mutter. Over Moed aser. But to hire him on Chol HaMoed and do the work on Chol HaMoed, that's aser. Klal Shodob, what's the klal here? That Kol Shu Oiseh, Oimel Adach Rebi Oiseh. Anything you're allowed to do, you're allowed to tell a goy to do it for you. But v'chol she'ena oise, anything you yourself can't do on Chol HaMoed, is eino oimel anach rebi oise. You're not allowed to tell the goy to do it for you. There also, since you yourself can't build, so you can't let a goy to start build for you on Chol HaMoed, you can't tell him to do it on Chol HaMoed. But just to tell him to do it after Chol HaMoed, to hire him, to do the job after Chol HaMoed, that's mutter. Right. Tan Yidich, went to another price like this. Mekablin ki boilus b'moyed. You're allowed to hire a contractor on Chol HaMoed. La seisel yachra moyed. If he's going to start doing the work first after Chol HaMoed. So just to hire him, that you're allowed to. Obuvad, but providing shalai yimdoit. You can't like count out exactly how much material. Vishla yishko, you can't weigh out the material. Vishla yimna, and you can't count the material. Kidero shuwaisa b'chil. Now you make a contract to somebody to make a suit for you, and you want to first weigh out how much wool you have to give him, or measure it, or yimdoit, count it out, that you're not allowed to do. That's called uvdu d'chol already. Counting out the wool, that's also called uvdu d'chol that you can't do in chol amoed. Tana Rabban, we want to write like this. Ein marbiyin behema b'chol shemoed. You're not allowed to take like two animals, a male and female, and put them together. You can't put the male on top of the female on Chol HaMoed. That's a malacha. That's also to do on Chol HaMoed. Rashi says, Ein oichsen abeinu mevien ole zocher. You can't like hold the female and put a zocher, a male, on top of the female. That's called you're doing work, and work is also on Chol HaMoed. It's not for the sake of Chol HaMoed. Do it after Yom Tov. So there's no have to do it on Chol HaMoed. Kiyotze boy, the same thing we learned, aloch like this, that ein marbiyin vibachor. If you have a bechor, the firstborn of an animal also has kedusha. It's a korban. There's kedushas bechor on it. So lacha by kedushas bechor, you're not allowed to work with a bechor. With a bechor, you're not allowed to work with a bechor. So the same thing, if you have this animal that's a bechor, that has kedusha on it, is ein ma'bim bechor. You can't take the male that's a bechor and put him on top of a female. That's called you doing work with the animal. And the lacha by your bechor is you're not allowed to work with it. Rashi says, "Tikovid le malachu k'siv le savid bebechor sarecha." It says you're not allowed to do work with the bechor because it has kedushas like a korban. You can't do work with it. So you're not allowed to put the bechor on top of a female. For le de psulia mekdoshim, the same thing. If you have a korban that became posel, even after you poyder it, the kedusha goes off it. But part of the halachas of psulia mekdoshim is that you're not allowed to work with it. You can't do avoider. It says tizbach. You're allowed to buy it to shech to teed it. And he can't work with it. So what, then he can't take a psula mekdashim, the male of it, and put it on top of a female. Tan yidach want another braisa, ein marbiyim behem b'chol shemoyed. On chol amoyed, it's called the work, it's called the melacha. You can't take the male and put him on top of the female, by animals. We have Yehudi Roim, Yehudi says though, chamoyro shetova. Let's say you have a chamoyro, she donkey, that she's today means we see she wants the male to come on top of her now. So in such a case, marvian aleh zocher, we're allowed to put the male donkey on top of her. Bishvil shler tistanin. She should not become cold. She'll catch a cold then, maybe she'll be a sakana. So that's called a hefsid. The malkin hefsid, you're allowed to do a work. So you're allowed to put the zocher on top of the female if you see she wants it, because then we're afraid she'll get too cold to be a sakana. The Shar Kol HaBehemis, Mashenk and all other Behemis, where we don't see clearly that the female is asking for the male to come on top of her, is Machnis and Neisel of Kuris. All you're allowed to do is you can put them into the corral together. Like you don't have to separate them, make a tznias there, put the male separately and the female separately. No, when you put the animals back in sleep at night, you're allowed to put them together. Like if they do it themselves, it's okay. Just you can't do the work of putting the male on top of the female. Tana Rabban, Ein medayorin loy b'shabosois v'loy b'yam tovim v'loy b'chol shemoyed. Medayorin means to let the animal's waste that comes out go and pile up on the fields to fertilize the fields. If you want to fertilize the fields, the way you do it is let the animals go around the fields all over, and when the waste, the glolim, come out of the animal, that fertilizes the field. Same medayorin, you can't do this work like not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed. Rashi says, "Medayorin, machnisin beim lasod." You bring the animal into your fields that you want to plow and work on soon. Kadeshir tzil zevel, that the zevel, the waste of the animal, should come out. Umezavlin asod, and that will fertilize the field. So you're not allowed to on Shabbos, but Avka, make the animals like go into your fields that you want to plow on or plant on after Shabbos, because it's a malacha, it's a work. That you be mezavah, you're fertilizing the karka, which is really, to really put fertilizer on the karka, is a told of harisha. That's called harisha. Harisha means you're plowing on the fields, we said. It means you're softening the fields. You're making the fields fit to be, to seed it, to make it grow better. So, Mel, if you fertilize the fields, that's an issa harisha. So here, you're not mamish doing the harisha, you're just making the animals come on the fields. That's also awesome. The embalm, let's say the animals by themselves went into your fields. Then mutter, you don't have to throw them out. Then they're allowed to let the waste go there and fertilize the ground. But you can't help them though. You can't help them. There's the animals that run the fields. You can't just help them move from one place to another place. That's already called medayorin. You're making them fertilize the karka. That's awesome. You know, if you have, even you have a shepherd outside in the fields, a goyish shepherd watching your fields, watching your animals, you can't give over a shomer, a watchman there, lenar esoinam, that the shomer should move around the sheep. Again, shrash lenar, lish lishma kagoyin im nochremein, if they're goyim. So you can't put a shomer there, as I say, I want the shomer to watch over the goyim, and agav, also I want the shomer to move around the tzoin. Because the purpose you're moving around the tzoin on your field is to fertilize all over the field, that's also to do. Hoyos chir shabbos. Let's say you have this shepherd that's hired for the week. Sfir Shabbos. Trashi Shasokhra Kola Shvul Adair Sadeyu. You have a shepherd that's hired the whole week to take the animals through the fields and let it fertilize the field. Real Sfir Chodesh, you hired him for the month. Sfir Shani, you hired him for the year. Sfir Shavua, you hired him for the whole Shemitah, the whole 7 years. Is Masayein Oisai. Then you're allowed to let this guy that you hired do it on Shabbos also. Because since he's not hired to do the work on Shabbos alone, he's hired to do the work the whole week. So if the goy by himself does it on Shabbos, it's okay. You're allowed to let the goy be mesayay even on Shabbos. Trashi kilo shenochemu. Because since the goy is hired for the whole week, it's like the animals belong to the goy now, and like the goy is fertilizing with his own animals, that's all right. Who are then in such a case? You could give them a watchman, a goyish watchman, that will also move around the tzoin over the fields. Again, since you have the shepherd aside for the whole week, for the whole month, for the whole year, it looks like it's his animal right now, he's working for himself, therefore it's mutter. Rebbe says like this, B'Shabbos B'Toiva. On Shabbos, if you have this goy that's working with a shepherd, that's watching the animals, if you know if he's going to be medayim, he's going to fertilize the field, you're going to be machzik toiva, you're going to like thank him and do something good to him, that's also ready. Since he's machzik toiva, that's also. So Rashi says like this, Rebbe Yoyne b'Shabbos b'toiva. Forget it, he says. Roitze shemodim l'sayeya l'yoyse schir b'toivose oyse kloyma v'china v'loy b'schar. Forget it. It's on Shabbos is mutter. If you have your shepherd that's hired for the month, so he's allowed to do it even on Shabbos now. If another guy wants to come and help you out, help out this person, just betoiv him, just for the good sake, and not to get paid, it's mutter. But if you want to get paid for it, any type of pay, you can't pay him, that's called you're hiring him to work for you on Shabbos. The yomtiv, let's ask the question, somebody wants to come on yomtiv and help the shepherd move the animals around the fields, then b'mezoinus. You're allowed to do it if you only give him food to eat. You're not allowed to give him real pay, but you can tell the guy, if you help the shepherd now move the animals around the field, I'll give you mezainis. That's mutter on yomtiv. The moyed on chol moyed v'schar, it's even mutter v'schar. Even if you pay the guy, also it's mutter. And I'm Rav Yosef, hilchos like Rebbe, that's the lach like Rebbe taka. Now if you have already a schir shona, a person that's working there for the whole year, now somebody else comes along and wants to help him out, you're allowed to on chol moyed, even to pay him, you're also allowed to. Right, the Mishnah. V'chein mi shehoye yeinoi v'teich abor. The first Mishnah was, somebody had the zeisav, he had his olives, all ready to be pressed. So he said, it's going to be a hester if you don't press out the olives. So that was the Mishnah. Tanakam Rav Yehuda said, you have to do it with a shinui. And Rav Yosef said, no, you can press out the olives in the normal manner. Now we have a shala about yayin. V'chein mi shehoye yeinoi v'teich abor. Somebody had the wine in the bor, that means after you pressed out the grapes, the wine go down into the bor, to the cellar. And what you have to do with the wine now is take it out of the bor and put it into barrels and clog up, cover up the barrels. Vira oval, and the person now became an oval. After he has the wine in the cellar, now before he took it into the barrels, it became an oval. And an oval can't do work. Or else something else happened before yomtiv, that he couldn't take care of it. Or he should to you. Or else he had already workers all hired to take care of it before yomtiv. And the workers didn't show up the 2 days before Yom Tov. And now it became Chol HaMoed. Are you allowed to take care of your wine now and put it into the barrels on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed or not? So Tanakama says,
Zoylev v'goymer v'gaf k'dav tankam k'diz Rav Yosi. Hey, Zoylev v'goymer v'gaf k'dav k'div Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says yes, you're allowed to finish off the job in the normal manner. You could get all the wine out of the cellar and put it into the barrels, v'gaf k'dav k'div, and seal the barrels in the normal manner, because it's a hefsid. If you don't take care of your wine will rot, you'll have a hefsid. So the makam dover ovud, that's Rav Yosi Shiti, you're allowed to do malacha, filu k'dav k'div, in the normal manner. Rashi says, "Zeilav v'goyim k'dakoy kloimar meirikoy soy v'chovius." Empty out the wine into a barrel, v'gaf hachovius magufa gemura, and cover, seal it up in a good manner. Rabbi Yehuda loymer, Rabbi Yehuda shita again is that oisalerli mudim. Rabbi Yehuda shita is no, but mokem hefsid. You have to do a shinui. You only let it do a little bit, not a complete job. So what's the middle? What's the little bit? Put boards on top of the barrel. You're allowed to put the wine out of the cellar into the barrels, that's true, because if you don't get it out of the cellar, it'll rot away there. So therefore you're allowed to put it into the barrels, but you're not allowed to put a good cover on top of the barrel. Rather, in the meantime, just put boards on top of the barrel. B'shrosh lo yachmas, that it shouldn't become chum, it shouldn't become spoiled. And then after chol hamoed, you put a good cover on top of the barrel. That's the view, the shita again, that the makom dover avod, if something's a loss, you have a right to do the work, but not in the normal manner. You have to make a shinu. You have to do different than the normal manner. So Mor says, Otsuricha, we need these last two Mishnayisim. The first Mishnah, the Machlokes, was by olives, by oil, and now the Machlokes is by wine. The Yashmina Kamais, if we would have heard the Machlokes on in the first Mishnah, the Hikam Rav Yosi, the first Mishnah Rav Yosi was matter to take care of the olives and press them out in the normal manner. Mishum de Mishra Nofish Pseidim. Because oil is more valuable, and it's a bigger hefsid. If you don't take care of the olives, the oil, you'll have a big loss. Avo chamra, but by wine, to let nafresh pseida, it maybe won't get so spoiled, or even if it does, it's not such a big loss, is aim a moidel and Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yosi would be moidel to Rabbi Yehuda by wine. You can't do the work in the normal manner. You have to make a shinui. That's why we need the second mission to know that even by wine, that's not such a big loss. Still, Rabbi Yosi says, since you're going to have some loss, you have to take care of the wine in the normal manner and put it into the barrels and put a good cover on top of it. Now, v'yashminun, v'asraisa, we would only had our second Mishnah by wine, but he come Rav Yehuda. Only in our Mishnah by wine does Rav Yehuda say, you have to make a shinu, just put boards on top of the barrel, not really cover it up. But in the first case, the case of olives and oil, aim a modla Rav Yosi. Maybe there Rav Yehuda would agree to Rav Yosi, since it's a bigger loss, that thereby olives, you're allowed to press it out completely and finish off the job of the oil. Kamtricha, therefore I need both Mishnahs to say no, that Rabbi Yosi holds his sheet to both cases, and Rabbi Yehuda holds his sheet to both cases. Omer Rav Yitzchok Bar Abba, man Tana, who's the Tana that holds, shinu b'moyed v'dov rovud, that even by something that have a loss, that you're allowed to do work for that purpose, but you have to do a shinu, you have to do something different, to like Rabbi Yosi, not like Rabbi Yosi. Santi Shul Chodesh says it's Rav Yehuda. He says not like Rav Yosi, means it's like Rav Yehuda. An Amar Rav Yosef Halacha k'Rav Yosi. The Halacha is like Rav Yosi, that a dover over if you have a loss, you're allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed for that purpose, and even in the normal manner. Boy, my name is Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Mal lemeisha chavito de shichro b'chol de moada. If you have a barrel of beer and it has cracks there, lemeisha, you want to smooth it out, align it out, put tar inside it. You want to, or Rashi says that lemeisha means logu pachovi. Sorry, Rashi learns that lemeisha means you want to put even a cover on top of the barrel. You have a barrel of beer. The question is, could you put a cover on top or not? Can you make a cover for it or not? Is it called a hefsid or not? Omaluhu Sinai. He said over that Sinai, which means Rashi says Rav Yosef. Omer alocha k'Rav Yosi. Where Rabbi Yosef already passed him before, Lachas like Rabbi Yosi. Now by a dover ovud, you're allowed to do malach in the normal manner. See, if you don't barrel, cover up the beer will also spoil. You'll have a hefsid. Therefore, of course, you're allowed to make the cover for the barrel of beer. So Mora says, maybe no. Hey, Madiyam Rabbi Yosi b'chamra. Maybe Rabbi Yosi only said it by wine. Then you'll have a loss if you don't cover it up. B'shichra miyomar. And maybe beer, there won't be such a loss. There won't be any loss or a little bit loss. Maybe Rabbi Yosi is not moida by beer. So Mora says no. Chamra time am I. What's the reason why by wine he says you're allowed to put it into the barrels and cover up the barrels? Mishum the nafesh pseida. Because if you don't, you'll have a loss. is shichron nami is beif seder. Same thing by beer also. If we don't cover up the barrel of beer, you should know also there'll be a loss. Therefore, we're allowed to do it in cholamoyit. How did he know this? The Yomer Abai, Yomer Liyeh, my mother told me something. It's a stepmother. So Abai's mother died when he was born. So the stepmother told him that bar shisua v'shia. You're better off having a barrel of beer that only has 6 saws in it, as long as it's covered. Me bar tinder, rather than having a big barrel with 8 saws of beer in it, v'loishi, and it's not covered. In other words, if the barrel of beer is not covered, you know, it's not going to be good beer. So you're better off having only a 6-gallon bottle of beer covered than having a 12-gallon or not covered, 8-gallon. So you see, the kids, even if it's not covered up, the beer is also a loss involved. Therefore, in Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to make a cover for the barrel of beer. Omarav Choma Bagruya. Omarav. Hilchos Moed Kilchos Kusim. The lochas of Chol HaMoed are very hard. They're like the lochas of Kusim that were said by Goyim. Like Rashi says, Goyim Hikusim is Rashi says, Yerminon, Hechad Yachtik Achtik, Hechad Yachtik Yachtik. Loch of Kusim, the Geriyem, the same, they were Gerim, but Koporim, they were Makabal Kol Terakula, not Terah Shabbat Peh, not Terah Shabbat Iksav, and certain mitzvahs they did, certain mitzvahs they didn't do. So the crowd was, the mitzvahs they makabal, they did. Mitzvahs they didn't, they didn't. In other words, you can't say, since they did one mitzvah, all the mitzvahs they did. Whatever they did, whatever they didn't do, they didn't do. So what does Hilchos Chol HaMoed have to do with this? So let's say like this. For the moral of my Hilchos, so what do you mean to say? Omer Rav Daniel Bar Katina, Omer Rav Loimi means to tell us, Shein HaKuros. I mean, the Hilchos Chol HaMoed are like an akuras, like an isha that can't give birth. Rashi, kisha akura, shein lod mimeno free. You don't have fruits from a dela gufa, only the gufa da locha. Like an isha can't give birth, you only have the isha, not a kid. What does that mean? That v'yein lameidoi zumizu. That's tiki chiddush. That if you have a heter on Chol HaMoed that says one place you're allowed to do something, you can't learn out from here that other places also are mutter. No. Where it said it's mutter, you're allowed to. In a case where it doesn't say the loch, you don't know. You can't learn out from one case to another case. That's what he meant to say. The loch is of Chol HaMoed, they're very hard, like Kusin, that wherever it says, if we know they did the mitzvah, they did it. Other mitzvahs we don't know. Here also, look at Chol HaMoed. What you know, what says clearly is mutter, you're allowed to do. A case that could be like that case, but it doesn't say clearly, you can't learn out, maybe it's awesome. And what's the example to this? The Yom HaShmuel, Zoftin Kusto V'yein Zoftin Chavito. Zoftin here means if you have a crack in the barrel, you want to smooth out the puttar in the barrel to make the barrel tight. So one says, Kusto, you're allowed to, but not Chavito. Kusto is a small kli, and Chavito is a bigger one. So first one says you're allowed to tar up a small one, but not a big one. Rav Dimi min Adoyom are just the opposite. Zoiftin Chavito, the big barrel, allowed, if there's a crack, you're allowed to put tar in it to make it strong, the barrel. V'yein Zoiftin Kusto, but it can't work, now guess with a small barrel, that's awesome. So what's the svaris here? Ma chai shlep seder, one key is more about the hefset. If you have a bigger barrel, so you can understand, you'll have a bigger loss. There's a hole in the barrel, you'll lose much more beer than in the small barrel. Therefore, for a big loss, like a big barrel, you'll have to work and fix it up. Mashenka, for a small barrel, he held the saucer. Well, ma chayish to tircha, the other way, it's svaron tircha. If you have a big barrel, to smear it up, to make it strong, is a lot of work, then not matter so much work. Rather, a small barrel, that you're allowed to do, it's not so much bother involved. So you see, even though the lochra is, you're allowed to fix up this barrel, but it depends. Where it says, it doesn't say. One svar is a big one, yes, a small one, no. And the other svar is just the opposite. So, Hilchos Chol HaMoed, you can't learn out one from the other. Omer Abaye says like this. Naktinon Hilchos Moed Kilchos Shabbos. Hilchos of Chol HaMoed has the same halachas like Shabbos. What does that mean? Yesh miyam ptur avol osur. Some of them is potu midiraisu avol osur midirabon is still osur.